This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. A bad cough and shortness of breath brought Lindsay to the emergency department. She reported to the doctors that she had a really bad headache, some nausea, and a fever. And she told them that she battled anxiety issues, for which she took some medications. 4 hours later, after x-rays and blood tests, the doctors diagnosed bronchitis with anxiety and sent Lindsay home with a prescription for antibiotics. They advised her to follow up with her primary care doctor. Well, it turned out that doctors were wrong about her bronchitis. In her case, the problem wasn't a bad or ignorant doctor. It was a problem in thinking, only selectively listening to the patient and too quickly jumping to conclusions before considering other possibilities. Cognitive psychologists who study how doctors think and why they make errors have identified some common patterns. For example, things that happen often are often given more emphasis than things that happen rarely. Think about what you're going to make for dinner tonight. The options you consider first and the choice you will most likely settle on for dinner is probably something you've made fairly recently. You do not consider a rare dish you've made once several years ago or one you've only read about. Well, the same logic is true for doctors. What comes to mind first are often common diagnoses doctors see often, not a rare disease that they've only seen once 8 years ago. Cognitive psychologists describe two common types of thinking. The first is called intuitive thinking, which drives automatic behaviors, things we do regularly without even thinking about them, such as brushing our teeth before bedtime. These behaviors are developed through repeated experiences that make them automatic. In medicine, when doctors trust their intuitive thinking, they will be right more often than not. But such thinking can lead to huge mistakes when symptoms don't fit into a typical pattern. This was the case for Lindsay, who was diagnosed with bronchitis because the doctor focused on her respiratory symptoms and ignored her mentioning the bad headache. In contrast, the second type of thinking, called analytic thinking, is deliberate and requires mental effort and time, but more often leads to the right diagnosis. However, if human beings or doctors invested the mental energy and time required for analytic thinking for every single decision, very little would ever get done. Well, a day after being sent home, Lindsay's headache got worse. She returned to the emergency department. This second time, the doctors made the diagnosis of meningitis. She was treated and is now doing completely fine. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.